My name is Mary also. I was ordained 24 years ago to the diaconate, and my first job as an ordained person was as an associate priest at Christ Church in Redondo Beach. And one of the tasks I was given was to implement a program called Catechesis of the Good Shepherd. Some of you might know the program for children, Godly Play. And Catechesis of the Good Shepherd is the mothership of the program. It works with children from ages 3 to 12. And it focuses on a spiritual process before it focuses on religious belief. There are no coloring books in the atrium, as we call it. It's a Montessori-based program, and so there are lots of manipulatives. And believe it or not, children from 3 to 6 love to meditate. They do very well working alone, and it's the prime age to teach them contemplation, in fact. So I did the training with our catechist for 2 years, one Saturday a month. And as part of my training, what I chose to do was to go visit an atrium with a 10-year-old who had been in the program since she was 3. And while she was doing her 9 to 12 years, she was helping out in the little kids' atrium. And so she took me on a tour of the atrium one afternoon after her school day was over. And we went through all the manipulatives, including the one for this story about the mustard seed. And so you might imagine a little table that a 3-year-old could be comfortable at, with a candle and a little bowl with cotton in it, and the tiniest of all the seeds, much smaller than a mustard seed that you would see in the spice section of a grocery store here, really, really tiny. And then a little card with the words of Scripture on it next to that. And so she lit the candle, and we sat quietly for a moment, and we thanked God for the light. And then she read the words of Scripture slowly. And then we sat silently again, and we looked at the mustard seeds. And then we talked about how mustard seeds grow into great big trees, and they hold the birds in the air. And then she blew out the candle. And I asked, "So what does this teach you about the kingdom of God?" And she looked at me puzzled, and she took the card back out in her hand, and she looked at me again, and then she read the same words at half the speed. And she looked at me like, "This really isn't that hard." How is it you don't understand this? And I realized how silly I sounded. You know, asking, what does it tell you about the kingdom of God? Well, duh, what it tells you about the kingdom of God is little things grow really big. It's not that complicated. If you want a complicated one, let's go to the other side of the atrium, because we got some tough stuff over there. And sometimes we make Jesus a little more complex than we need to make Jesus. And his teaching. And in the kingdom of God, little things grow big. The mustard plants in Israel are a bit larger than ours, but have you ever tried to control the mustard? It takes over. And out of a little tiny seed, great big things grow. Have a reading from 2 Corinthians 5 today. Thank you for coming back to read the second part. So you were leaving me at the judgment day, which is a great thing, the judgment day, but it's what works best in my head when I get that we're all, you know, going to become a new creation at the end. So it's a beautiful text, but I have to admit that 2 Corinthians 3 is what got my attention this week. because Paul talks about the spiritual process. You know, we have that religious belief that we hear so beautifully said today. We become a new creation. We believe that. See, that's the heart of our faith. in death or resurrection, something dies, something is born. But in chapter 3, Paul talks about, you know, if you're just looking at the glory and you forget about the process, the glory will terrify you. And the glory will seem unattainable. So in verse 17, Paul reminds us that the Lord is the Spirit, and the Spirit gives glory in degrees, right? So in steps. So we get one little seed that reveals to us the glory of God and how it's manifest and shows out of us in our lives. And then we get another one, and then we get another one, and then we get another one. And so when we say we go glory to glory, just like Jesus outlines in the first part of the gospel, you know, you go to bed and the plant's still growing, you just didn't notice. But if you're focused on the head of grain and you've forgotten how it got there, you've missed a whole lot of really important information about spiritual maturity and how to grow. So perhaps you remember when you were a little kid and you put a seed in a cup of dirt. And you watched it every day. Do you remember that? Did you ever do that? Yeah. Or you cut off a potato and stuck it in some water. Like, wait, is there a root that's going to grow? And every day you watched it. Maybe you prayed for it. You hoped in it. You watered it. And Jesus wants us to have that kind of attitude about the spiritual life. And to notice the little bits of glory. To notice the little seeds taking root, to notice their growth. And don't look out at some glory that is far away and say, I'll never get there. See, look at the one that's right here. What's the glory God is asking you to grow today? It will go somewhere. Religious belief we have is that the grace of God is present to everyone. The grace, the forgiveness, love, and mercy of God is for everyone. So if you think about just those three words as little tiny seeds, where in your life does forgiveness and mercy and love need to take some root? And if we take the great commandment, love your neighbor, I don't know about you, but in my life, usually I have to go back to forgiveness and go forgive my neighbor before I love them. Maybe I have to forgive them for being poor, addicted, mentally ill, obnoxious, in my face, whatever. Then I have to forgive myself because I need to forgive them. Right? What do you need to forgive so you can love? What do we need to love so we can have compassion? And if that happens just in us, you know, one of us, what happens in our relationships? If that happens with me and one neighbor, what happens in the neighborhood? And we don't sometimes, I mean, we fail to think just here first. And we go out to the neighborhood and we go, we're going to transform the neighborhood. And then we get discouraged because it's not transforming as a neighborhood. You know, but the spiritual process is that it starts here. One seed at a time. And it'll move to the neighborhood just like that pesky mustard. As well, that's what makes us an effective witness of the gospel. Our spiritual practice with little tiny seeds shares good news with people and says that our religious belief that we are all made a new creation in Christ, that the transforming love of God that we as Christians experience in Christ is true. It's real. It's so we become an effective witness to that. We're going to renew our baptismal covenant. And I think I've said here before, let's remember it's a practice. It's not a belief system. Let's remember this is a spiritual practice. Think in small, tiny seeds, not globalization. But the seeds will make the world a new world.